everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, light trade was evident today throughout the entire morning across cattle and hog futures. There continued to be uncertainty as to just how much follow-through support would develop after the Tuesday market rally. Corn prices were steady to lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones 190 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 63 points. In live cattle, futures trade eroded moderately during the late day as prices jumped all over the place throughout much of the trading session. Prices held losses of 20 to 40 cents per hundredweight as the overall lack of support in the complex became more focused on underlying position taking rather than any additional market shifts that developed throughout the middle of the week. Even though prices remain lower, there still remains a firm undertone holding in cattle trade based on the aggressive price gains which developed yesterday. Over in feeder cattle today, futures were quickly backing away from the strong morning buyer support that moved back into the complex here today. Traders remained stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range from 30 cents lower to 15 cents per hundredweight higher, as very little direction was seen in either live cattle futures trade or fundamental market moves throughout the day. Traders seem to be willing to take a deep breath midweek as they look for additional longer-term direction throughout the complex. Grain futures, though, were mostly higher today, getting a lift from chart traders that bought on technical strength despite better progress on harvest. Corn prices were firm today after they took futures back to a test of their chart resistance. December futures tried to move above the 50-day moving average. Meanwhile, soybeans were higher once they got a boost in the last hour of trading in China from a rally in vegetable oil. November futures held support at its 25-day moving average and 2-week channel on Tuesday that attracted some follow-through buying. Finally, wheat prices were mostly higher today, supported by winter wheat contracts that tried to break through chart resistance. December soft red winter wheat tested its 50-day moving average, which came in today at around $4.40. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.